Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. This is David Clark. Welcome, everybody, tuning in via Facebook, online, internet, radio. Welcome. So glad to have you with us. It's a lovely Sunday morning. I hope you're up getting ready for church. I hope you're making your way to the house of God to worship Him today. I'm going to share some scripture with you today out of the book of Hebrews. I want to get right into this. I do want to make an announcement, though, before I start. I like to try to get this out there at the beginning. Next week, starting next Sunday, today is July the 14th, so it's a week from today, we'll be starting revival at Bethel Holiness Church, 5032 Woodcrest Road, Jacksonville, Florida, behind the Toyota dealership with Brother Chuck Bennett. So if you want to attend, 7:30 nightly, Monday through Friday, we'll be in revival. So come and be with us. Everybody's invited. Good holiness preaching. All right, let's get into the word today. I'm going to be reading out of Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 1 through 14. Bear with me. I just got a few verses here to read. I want to share something with you that maybe is not popular for radio preaching. I don't know. I don't tend to preach things that are popular anyway, so just bear with me. But I want to share this with you from my heart today that I feel the Lord gave me. I was up till about 2 o'clock this morning trying to wrestle with what God wanted me to say, trying to get the will of God and everything. This is what the Lord gave me, so I'm going to share this with you. If He'll keep me up till 2 o'clock to get it to me, then I hope it will bless you today. Chapter 5, verse number 1 of the book of Hebrews, it says, "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for the men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gift and sacrifice for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but that said unto him, Thou art my son. Today I have begotten thee. Verse 6, as he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. But learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Imagine that. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are full, you are dull of hearing. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Discern both good and evil. I want to talk just for a few minutes this morning on a subject that people are not hearing in the church as much as they should. Thank God for good pastors. I have one. Thank God for pastors that will declare the word of God and its truth. But there is a lack of maturity in the church world today, And as the Bible gives reference here, comparing those immature to babes. You've heard the term babes in Christ. When someone comes to the Lord, when they're first born again, they don't know everything. I don't even know everything, and I've been in the church my whole life. We don't know everything, but when someone comes to the Lord, they don't know a lot of things about Christ, a lot of things about how to live, a lot of things about how to read the Word, how to study, how to pray. Those things have to be taught. Instruction has to be given, just like with a child. You have to teach them how to be a good moral citizen of society. You have to teach a babe in Christ how to be a Christian. Now, it's our nature to want to serve and do right by the Lord and to serve Him, because Christ imparts His nature into us when we're born again. But we have to learn and receive instruction from the Word of God whenever we're born again. And that comes by teaching. It comes by reading and studying that we grow in Christ. But we have these that I'm going to talk about this morning. And I want to address this because this is just simply what the Lord gave me. And so I'm going to share it with you, all right? Do not shoot the messenger. Brother David loves everybody. And I'm not mad at anybody. And I got nobody in particular in mind when I preach this to you. But the Lord instilled this in my heart in the wee hours of the morning, that we have a select group of people in the church world today that ought to be past the point of the milk. They have not reached the point of chewing the meat of the Word yet, but they have been in the faith long enough where they ought to be able to receive the Word of God. They ought to be able to receive the deeper things of God, but they're still on the milk because they refuse to grow and mature in grace. Now, I'm going to read a few scriptures here out of the book of Hebrews chapter 5 again, just to highlight what we're going to be talking about. Verse 11 says, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." Let's stop there for a moment. It's one of the things we're going to talk about. Here is the characteristics of an immature Christian. The characteristics of an immature Christian. Now, I have three children. The oldest is 12. The youngest is 6. So I got a good range there of different maturity levels. And what happens is, as a child grows and matures, they begin to be able to eat and digest different things. Whenever my children were newborns, they could only have just a little bit of milk. When one of them was in the NIC unit, he was fed through a medicine dropper, just very little bit of milk he could tolerate. And then as they grow and their bodies begin to get strong, they begin to tolerate more and more things that they can digest. The same thing applies to a Christian. As we grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus, we ought to be able to digest more of God's Word. And in effect, you will be able to see the results of that Word being applied to our hearts in a more deeper way as we live for Christ. The reason why we are not seeing the depth and the knowledge of Jesus and of His Word in the church today is because people are not growing up in the faith. They are refusing to move past the milk of the Word and to move on to the deep things of God. And there's so much blessing and so much more to the Word of God than the basics and the bare essentials, the milk of the Word. There's so much more. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I go to a steakhouse, I don't just go in and watch everybody else chew on a ribeye and then I order a glass of milk and be content with that. No, sir. If you see me or if you know me at all, you know very well that I'm going to be the first one that's going to order a steak, a baked potato, some mashed macaroni and cheese. That's the reason I am the size I am. I'm a work in progress. Y'all pray for me. But that's the reason, because I love to eat the meat and potatoes. I love the good hearty food that sticks to your ribs. I love that kind of food because it gives nourishment. It satisfies me. I'm not satisfied with just a cup of milk, but the Christian faith is the same way. We must grow grow in the knowledge of Christ and always try to study to show ourselves approved and to know what the Word of God says. The reason why we cannot face the enemy head on in our lives, we cannot combat him with this Word of God, which is our sword this morning, is because we don't have the knowledge and the Word of God in our hearts. We have to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the reasons why people are not growing is verse number 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Now, I can tell you as a father, I wasn't just made a father yesterday. My oldest son's 12, as I told you. I got 12 years of experience with knowing how kids don't want to listen to their parents. I'm a pro at it right now, and it's getting worse. I got one fixing to go into his teenage years, and I have heard the stories about how that you think they don't want to listen now. Just wait till they turn into a teenager, and I've been a teenager, so I know what that's about. But they have selective hearing, as we call it. They can hear when you call them for dinner. They can hear when you call them if they want to go to the store to get something that they want. They can hear if you're giving out candy. They can hear all these things. But the minute you ask them to do their chores, all of a sudden they can't hear you. Why is that? Because they have selective hearing. Christians are the same way. Verse 11 says, I got things that I want to tell you, but I can't say it because you're dull of hearing. One of the characteristics of an immature Christian is they will not hear the Word of God, whether it be from not reading or whether it be from not listening to the preacher, whether it be from not even going to church regularly so they can hear the Word of God. A Christian, a true follower of Christ, is going to want to be in the house of God so they can hear the Word of God. Let me say that again. If you claim to be a Christian, one of your characteristics is going to be a love for the house of God. If you don't love being in His presence, then you don't love Him. But a mature Christian, a mature child of God, is going to want to love to be in the presence of God. Not just in the church house. That's where we all get together to worship. You're going to love to be in the presence of God in your own personal prayer time. You'll want to be in the presence of God everywhere you go. I want to carry the presence of God with me, not just when I go to church. I love to go to church, but I want to carry the presence of God everywhere I go. I want to bask in His presence and live and grow and thrive so that I can become mature in the Spirit of God. Now, verse number 12 says, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. The writer here is saying you ought to be to the stage where you can teach others. You've been in this thing long enough where you should be able to declare the Word of God to other folks. You should be able to testify of Jesus to other folks. But you have need of somebody teaching you over again, because you will not grow, because you will not study, you will not eat the meat of God's Word, you will not digest this Word. You want to have the bottle. Listen, I've heard preachers refer to immature Christians as needing a suck bottle. And I don't say that to be derogatory. I say that because Christians sometimes act like they need a suck bottle. But it's time for us to grow and mature in the faith, and to get to the point where we can digest the meat of God's Word. It is time for us to have the mature things of God. He has such deep knowledge and understanding and wisdom in this Word and principles for daily living that we cannot get to if we will not eat the meat. Too many Christians on the bottle this morning. But the milk was not designed for us to survive on as adults. It's not enough for you just to have a glass of milk a day. After a while, you will need some food. You need nourishment. God gave us teeth because we're going to have to eat after a while. I'm sorry for all of my friends that don't eat meat, but God gave us creatures to eat. He provided all of those beasts of the field out there for our digestion. These teeth were given to me to digest and to be able to shred apart that good meat. Thank God for a good Angus beef steak. Hallelujah. I love to eat a good steak or a hamburger. I love it. But listen to me. God designed our bodies to be able to get the proteins and the goodness that we need, the vitamins and nutritions from food, from good, hearty food. But the Christian faith is the same way. We have settled for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And it is imperative that we receive that. But listen, there's so much more to this Christian faith. We're trying to get people to serve God. We're trying to get people to grow and to understand how they must live and what the purpose of this Christian walk is and what God's trying to do in our lives. But we can't get people to embrace that or to hear that or receive that because they want the milk. Listen to me. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. I don't know about you, but I would not trust my financial information to my six-year-old. I would not give him a checkbook or a debit card and turn him loose in Walmart because we'd have every dollar in our bank account, which ain't much, but all of it would be used to buy toys. I can tell you that. Do you know why? All toys and candy, because he's a child. Because he's immature, he doesn't make adult decisions. In the same manner, God cannot entrust responsibility and work and callings and ministries into folks because he knows they are not responsible enough, because God says, listen, here's a ministry I want to call you to, and they want to take their suck bottle along with them for the journey. God's not going to have a baby doing his work for him. Church, it's time that we come off the bottle and we get into this good ribeye steak here of the word of God, and we let our bodies grow and develop into the child of God he wants us to be. It's time. What are some of the characteristics of an immature Christian? Well, first of all, as we said here in verse 11, they have dull hearing. They don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the word of God. It's like it goes in one side, out the other, just like a teenager. They don't want to hear. They want the simple things, the things that don't require anything. It doesn't require much digestion to just have a couple ounces of milk. It doesn't require the body to do anything to just have a little bit of milk. But after a while, you can't be a 35-year-old walking around with a milk bottle. There is a process to this thing, and we have to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The meat of God's word is rich. It's high in nutrients. We must have the meat of God's word. Secondly, I was thinking about this, the characteristics of an immature Christian. They'll be selfish. You ever had a baby in your arms? You pull that bottle away? They don't want anything else but more of that bottle. That's all they want. They don't want to be loved. They don't want to be, don't mess with me, don't do anything until I've had my bottle. It's a selfish thing, but every baby needs that. They just want to eat and sleep. That's it. That's how they're programmed. That's for the stage of life that they're in. But there comes a time whenever they have to grow, and all of a sudden they'll want some baby food. And then after they want baby food, somebody's grandma is going to be slipping them some mashed potatoes. Thank God for grandmas that want to get babies on table food. I think my mom gave me table food a couple of days after I was born, because I've liked meat and taters ever since. Thank God that we want to grow. But listen, Christians must have a desire to grow in the knowledge of Jesus. Christians must have the knowledge, have the desire to grow in the knowledge of Jesus. If we don't, we're always going to be immature. We're always going to be incapable. God will not be able to entrust us with ministry. God won't be able to entrust us with doing things in his kingdom because we won't come off the bottle. The meat of God's word is imperative in the Christian walk. I know when we first come to Christ, I said this earlier, when we first come to Christ, we need the milk of the Word. We need the simple things. We need the foundational doctrines. We need to know that Jesus died on the cross. We need to know that He loves us. We need to know that God is love. We need to know that we repent of our sins. We need to know all these things. We need to know about heaven, all the simple basics of the gospel, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, that He came and lived and died and resurrected for our sins. I know the foundational message that we have to teach to new converts. But after a while, someone should not be sitting on the pews just spectating after 3, 4, 5 years of being in the church, and we're still telling them that Jesus loves them, that He died on the cross for them. If they've been born again, they need the meat of God's Word. They need to know how to live holy. They need to know what God requires out of our life, not just what we can get out of this. We get eternal life. That's what we get. But what can we give to God? How can we, you teach a child to grow up and be a good moral citizen, and then how to contribute to society, how to go to school, continue education, and to be a productive member of society. In the same way, you teach a babe in Christ how they ought to grow, how they ought to be a good, productive member of society, to get off of the pew and go out and make a difference in the world for the kingdom of God. We must raise up a church that is full of the meat of God's Word. It's imperative that we come off of the bottle this morning and that we grow in the faith. Now, another thing is, whenever you have someone that's immature in the faith, the characteristic is going to be they want everything their own way. How many, everybody's got children, everybody just said amen all at the same time. When you have kids, they want everything their own way. They like things to go their way. If you know my son Nicholas, my middle son, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He has a way that he likes things. He wants things done his way, exactly the same way all the time. Don't deviate from the pattern or it throws him off. A lot of folks in the church are like that today. Don't do anything different than you've ever done before, because it's never been done that way. Somebody say amen and help me while I look this way so I can't look at you in the eye on the Facebook there. How many know that it's all right to do things that have never been done before just because we've never done them like that? How many know that sometimes Jesus will say, cast your net on the other side of the boat. Maybe you'll catch a fish on that side. You tried it this way. It's all right to try it this way. It's an immature Christian that thinks that you come in and so routine, sit on the pew, spectate, go back home, do the same thing you've always done. It's time for us to grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, come off of the spiritual suck bottle, and have some of the meat of God's Word. It is time for the church to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's time for us to get in this Word and receive instruction this morning. Maybe you're one that has been going to church. Maybe you've known Jesus a long time. But there's no signs of growth in your life. You're no closer to God now than you were when you started. That's a symptom of spiritual immaturity. But let me give you an example. I know folks that have pursued things in life. They have gone as far as education could take them. They have gone as far as ministry God would let them go in the ministry. They have traveled the world. They have pursued. They have endeavored and strived to be all they can be for the kingdom of God. And in the work world, they've tried to be everything they can to be as the best they can be. And then I know other folks that have put forth no effort. They don't desire to do anything with themselves. Listen, there's a contrast here. That is exactly where we are in the church world. We have those that have the knowledge of Jesus, and like verse 12 said, they ought to be to the point where they can teach others, but they themselves need re-instruction because they have not grown. They're still on the milk. This morning, it's imperative. I know this is a simple thought. I know this is a simple subject, but God gave it to me simply. I'm giving it to you simply. It is time for you to come come off of the bottle this morning. If you're not living closer to God than you ever have, it's time to set the bottle down and get in the meat of this word. Search these scriptures. God, what do you need out of my life? What do you require out of my life? How can I go forward in the faith? How can I pursue? How can I endeavor and strive to be all that I can be for the kingdom of God? Because, friends, one thing we must endeavor to do is to not make this Christian walk about us, but it's all for the glory of Christ. It's all for the building of the kingdom of God. It's all for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And a mature child of God is going to do their part. They're going to do their part. What is it that God keeps having to go back and re-instruct you on? What is it that God keeps having to give you remediation classes on? You won't learn the lesson. Learn the lesson. I'll tell you, I am a hard-headed learner sometimes. I just finished up a lesson that God has been teaching me for 4 years. 4 years. Some of y'all that know me good know what I'm talking about. It took me 4 years to get through that lesson. And finally, God got through to me and about teaching me that lesson. He finally was able to let me move on to the next chapter. 4 years. And I'll tell you something. If I had just been mature enough, and if I had just been prayed up enough and had enough discernment, like we see here in verse number 14, and exercise to discern both good and evil, if I had had discernment and made a better choice, that trial and that test and that remediation would not have lasted 4 years. But it took 4 years for God to teach me a lesson. And I'm trying every day. God, don't let me go back. Don't let me have to do a repeat. I don't want to fail this grade. I want to go on and be promoted. I don't want to have to go back and do the last 4 years over again. I got bruises and scars from that. I got some trauma from that. I don't want to repeat that. But listen, friend, if you want God to move you forward, if you want to grow in the faith, you're going to have to digest this meat of God's good word. It's going to require more out of you than just having the milk of the word. This gospel requires something out of us. You know what it is? Everything. It requires everything. This gospel requires everything of us. We have to turn aside from all of our former ambitions, our former desires, our former loves. Turn aside from everything that we used to be attracted to and turn our attraction, our love, all towards Christ and that he may be glorified in our lives. We can't be selfish. We can't be hard of hearing. We can't be motivated by our own agenda. If we're going to be mature Christians, if we're going to live this life of Christ, we are going to have to digest this word, the whole word. We can't pick and choose what we like and what we don't like. This word requires us to live holy. It requires us to be Christ in this world, to be his hands and feet, to be his body here on earth. The church has a responsibility today to be a mature, thriving body of believers that are intent on doing the will of God. The reason why we have so many dead churches, and by that I mean churches that are not operational, churches that are not making a kingdom difference, churches that are not experiencing revival, not having a move of the Holy Ghost, churches that are not seeing people converted, not seeing people healed, not seeing folks come in off the street corners and run to the altar, folks that are not seeing their cities turned upside down. I don't hear many testimonies of that. But the reason is because the church, for the most part, is asleep, and they've been rocked and cuddled, and they've been nursed into the point where we don't want to grow up because we've got it too good. It's time to grow up. I said it's time to grow up. It's the time for us to digest the meat of God's word. It'd be a real silly thing to see a mother carrying around a 15-year-old teenager giving it a bottle, wouldn't it? It'd be a real silly thing. We would probably call somebody for child abuse if we saw somebody swaddling a 12-year-old and carrying them around like they were an infant. It would be weird, wouldn't it? If we buckled them into a child carrier and put them in the back seat facing the back, like we would a newborn. There are things we don't do to people that are old enough. In the same manner, God wants us to be a mature Christian, to feast off of this word, because there's things that God wants you for your life. There's a calling placed on you that can't be fulfilled until you grow up spiritually. I'm praying for you this morning. God bless you. Come back and be with us again next Sunday morning at 8:30. Don't forget revival next week with Brother Chuck Bennett at Bethel Holiness Church. I love you. God bless you. I'm praying for you. Let's grow up in the Lord today.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.
This is Dennis Prager. Join me weekdays at noon right here on WBOB.